You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio, as we continue to look at the Super Bowl. Because it is Super Bowl week, as we get ready for Sunday. Progressive guest line, Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Former NFL quarterback Steve DeBerg joining us. And to let you know that for the last nine Super Bowls, a team of Wounded Warrior amputees has taken on a team of NFL alumni in a flag football game of honor. A game occurred prior to the Super Bowl and helped call attention to the needs of disabled veterans. The games were featured on NBC, Fox, CBS, ESPN, NFL Network. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, they'll not be able to play the 10th straight Super Bowl game. The needs of the veterans still exist, and the work continues, helping us to go through that. Steve DeBerg, former NFL quarterback. For more information, visit SierraDelta.com, SierraDelta.com. How are you, Steve?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Talk a little bit about your involvement in this game and with the organization to kind of raise awareness of where our veterans need today.
Yeah, it's just an amazing cause. The Wounded Warriors, they deal with the physical stuff, but the mental part, is equal to struggle with. And with these service dogs, it's just amazing what they can do. And it's just an amazing organization. It's fantastic.
Again, visit SierraDelta.com. Steve DeBerg joining us here at Sports Map Radio. So, Steve, a lot of people know you played in the league a long time, and a lot of people know you played for a number of different teams. When you look back on your NFL career, how do you describe it? How do you put it in context?
Amazing. I wasn't supposed to make it one year. And I ended up playing until I was actually my very last game was the 1998 Super Bowl. And I was on the Atlanta Falcons, and we made it to the Super Bowl. That was my last game, I was a hard worker. I was a overachiever. I was fortunate to have competed with it's like who's the quarterback that. Three Hall of Fame quarterbacks, back him up.
Yeah.
So, Montana and Steve Young and John Elway, they all came to my team when they were rookies, and I was a starting quarterback at the time. And then basically what happened was when they were ready to be the starting quarterback, then I would, I was too good to be a backup, so I would get somebody would, I would go to a new team and play there. And then eventually here would come, and Steve Young came to Tampa. My first three teams, San Francisco was Montana. And then I got traded to Denver, and then Elway came, and then I got traded to, Tampa, and then Steve Young came. I was fortunate to have, played as long as I did. That's for sure.
You talk about that last game being in the Super Bowl, but there was a period of time you retired, and then there was a period of time, and then Dan Reeves gets you back in a uniform with the Falcons. But that's a good gap between the first retirement and then coming back. How did you occupy your time? How did you know you were ready to even take that opportunity when Dan Reeves presented it to you?
Well, so I retired a couple weeks before I was 40 years old, and I'd played 17 years, and I was just like, well, I could have played. People wanted me to play, and I was like, I'm healthy. I played, until I'm 40 years old, and now I'm going to go coach in the NFL. I always wanted to coach, and so I did. I went and coached with Dan Reeves with the New York Giants, five years later, when I was 44, so here's what happened. I'm coaching these guys, and I'm like, give me the ball. This is how you're supposed to do it. And so anyway, I was 44 years old, and I thought, well, I'm going to try and make a comeback as a player. And, and, uh, you know, just be third string and get paid three times as much as I am as a coach, and do three times as much time commitment as a coach. And so anyway, so I, you know, tried out with the Atlanta Falcons, and Dan Reeves was there, so that was easy for me, and made the team. Then I ended up second string, played in 8 games during that season, and then we went to the Super Bowl. So it was a pretty amazing thing. Now Brady, you know, if Tom Brady, so I became during that season, I became the oldest starting quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Right.
And now Brady is trying to break my record, and it was interesting this spring, I played golf with Bruce Arians, the head coach for the Bucks, and I said, "Coach, you gotta win the Super Bowl in the next 2 years." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, I like the way you're thinking." And I said, "Well, yeah, it's kind of selfish. If you win the Super Bowl in the next 2 years, Brady will retire, I think, and then he won't break my record because he'll have to play one game in 2022, so he can't do it next year." And look what's happening.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, you bounced around for a number of teams and you stayed in this league. Is there something you can attribute that to, that, you know, the survival rate in this league is not long for a lot of players, but you seem to get work. You seem to get teams. They're like, "Yeah, Steve, come on over." What do you attribute that to?
Well, number one, I was a really hard worker, and I studied really hard, and I trained really hard, and I was extremely fortunate injury-wise. I missed 6 games in my whole career, and that was from one shoulder injury, and then I actually came back and played that season in Denver. But, yeah, I was just extremely lucky, you know, with staying healthy and avoiding injuries. And that's how Brady, you know, is doing. Actually, I think that, you know, the longevity of quarterbacks is going to be less, even though they're way more protected. The quarterback position has become way more athletic. You know, they run much more, and you know, the guys that play a really long time, you know, the Bradys and Marinos and guys that don't miss games, they're pocket passers. You know, you just get knocked down. It's not a running collision. And now, quarterbacks, they do take bigger hits because they're runners, you know, and the defense does not, they're trying to tear your head off when you're a quarterback.
Right.
Run with the football. So I was fortunate to, you know, I really think that Mahomes has a chance to, you know, just have a, you know, the greatest career. I mean, he's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen.
Wow.
And it's just going to come down to injuries. You know, he does have a amazing sixth sense of, actually Mahomes has peripheral vision that is uncanny. And so he is able to protect himself, but also he's a runner. You know, and you never know. I mean, he got his knee hurt running a quarterback sneak last year, you know, and so you just never know.
When you were with those teams that brought in the younger quarterbacks, how long were you there for their development? Did they ask you to help develop younger guys? What was your reaction to that? And what is the normal reaction to that when veterans are seeing that somebody else is moving in?
Well, it's like Brett Favre, when Aaron Rodgers came there,
right.
You know, he said, you know, and this is more common than what I did, is, you know, I'm paid to be a quarterback. I'm not paid to coach some other player, especially a player who's trying to take my position. You know,
sure.
Guys, you know, typically take that approach. But myself, I made it in the NFL because I was drafted by the Cowboys, and Roger Staubach took me under his wing, and I made it in the NFL because of Roger Staubach. And so that always carried over. Joe Montana was my best friend on the San Francisco 49ers, and my roommate. And, you know, I always – you know, just communicated anything that, you know, to try and help them. And it helped me, longevity wise, just because I did take that approach that when, you know, these, you know, like when John Elway was ready to be the starting quarterback, then I got traded to Tampa, and then Steve Young came and, you know, they knew that it would be a good fit for a young, very talented quarterback. And the fortunate thing is when I finally went to the Kansas City Chiefs, they didn't draft the next, Joe Namath. And so I had my best years in Kansas City, as a result of that, actually.
You know, you talked about being on that Super Bowl team with the Falcons, and even though the Falcons did not win to John Elway's second Super Bowl victory, you did reach the game. You had spent so many years in the league, and you did reach the game. Was there a fulfilling element to that, even though the Falcons did not leave with the Vince Lombardi Trophy?
Yeah, I mean, what a finishing game for a season. You know, for me to end my career I was 45 years old for that game and it was actually, I'll tell you something about that game. We could not block the Denver Bronco pass rush. And so it was at the end of the game they were up by quite a bit Dan Reeves says, "Steve, go warm up. You're going in." I was like, "Oh!" First time in my entire life playing football that I actually had a thought of fear. But then what happened was they had, because they had just scored to go up by, you know, quite a bit, and that's when Dan Reeves said go warm up, and then Tim Dwight returned the kickoff for a touchdown, and then Dan Reeves says, "Steve, take your helmet off." Chris Campbell back in there. I was like, "Whoo!"
Steve DeBerg, yeah, that's great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us. And then once again, SierraDelta.com, great cause to help out the Wounded Warrior amputees and the people that need our help the most. I really appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
You got it. SierraDelta.com for more information. And they're not going to be able to play the game this year with the NFL alumni. But again, visit the SierraDelta.com for some more information on the Salute to Service Stroll. They'll be moving, important reminder of the sacrifices of these heroes. Steve DeBerg on a Progressive guest line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. Well, more as we continue with Sports Map Radio.